did appraisals, and that's why I ran for office. I'm also a real estate broker, and I knew that these things were very much off on their value. And so it has been my goal to get things equalized and the neighborhoods corrected. And we did not go up to 100% of your value. We should be, you know, below your value. And everyone in your neighborhood, we should be below value, but closer than we were. It's not something that will give you comfort, probably, but it's been your gift from Taney County for years now in these areas that you've been underassessed, but it has to be fixed.
Been poor. I've had the highest tax bill in Branson since I've lived there. It's not a gift.
Well,
and if you want to try to equalize the housing values, you should start with the ones that are depreciated and not the ones that are new and that you've gone after for the last 4 years. Maybe you should start at the subdivisions that you haven't looked at and you haven't gone at for 20 years instead of the one that you go to every year and can continue to increase it.
I think one of the questions is, why did it go up from 24 to 25? If you added the pool in 24, why did it go up?
Well, first of all, we have a whole bunch of stuff in here. Mr. Merrifield asked us to reassess the interior. His upstairs went from H4 for the atrium, added the pool. Pool has been there since home was built, per Mr. Merrifield, 9-5 of 23. Then another appraiser wrote, removed plumbing pool from structure 1, changed the pool built to 2019, lowered condition to 95, and that was in 23. And then in 25, it says add market adjustment, and then an appraiser, like I said, that we sent out to do everybody in the neighborhood, he fixed the pool error. So again, the pool still wasn't correct. Spoke with Mr. Merrifield, and that was also in 25. And then...
That wasn't in 25.
That was in 23. They moved the note in the wrong spot. They moved it in the wrong spot. So added a market adjustment on April 30th of 2025. So I guess your whole neighborhood had a rate increase, the entire neighborhood.
And then they have my square footage wrong because, you know, I have 800 square feet on the top and they added that, like, you know, 2,000 square feet. And so it lowered my valuation by nothing. I mean, like my $300-$400 it lowered it.
And so their neighborhood
but you can see that this, I've never had a conversation with an assessor.
And his neighborhood rate's at 1.1.
I understand.
25, so. And all of a sudden I've had, you know, multiple conversations with her office in that house. So to say that it's been overlooked on its valuation is incorrect. It's been looked at.
It doesn't do good for tit for tat.
Hold on.
From 2024 to 2025, when the market is down,
was the pool,
and all of a sudden my valuation is up 30%.
Hold on. What was the pool added in 24?
I mean,
it says market adjustment.
23.
It was built in 23, but was it assessed in 23?
It assessed in 23?
Right.
Was it added?
A bunch of changes were made.
It says market adjustment 25, but market adjustment was the downward adjustment, I assume. That was the market.
No, the market adjustment was the neighborhood adjustment, actually. I think it went from 1.0 to 1.15.
So they went out and got
because the whole neighborhood was assessed, and we were trying to get to cash value, which, like I said, we don't go up to 100. We try to stay below that because we're not trying to catch the market. We're trying to get to a certain point where it's reasonable.
So in 23, you had. You've got notes that indicate that he got his valuation, asked you to come out, do the interior. There were some adjustments made. That's when they caught the pool.
Correct.
No,
I have to tell you, first,
I had a partial tax bill because I moved in like halfway through the year.
Right, it's pre-construction.
I got the full tax bill, and then I questioned it, and the square footage was wrong. So they reassessed it, and that was in 2021 or 2022. and they reaccepted it, and it, you know, I think my property tax went down like $200 or $300.
And some of this has to do with when things got added, because after a certain day,
then the guys in my backyard saying that I didn't tell them about
the
pool.
We can't put new stuff.
And I was like, what are you talking about? Called and spoke with the assessor, and I said, the pool is on my, it was built with the house, and it's on the drawings, the initial drawings of the assessor, or the assessment, and it's on my tax bill. It says pool. And she's like, well, it's just not in the right spot. It should be separated. And I said, that's not my problem.
I understand. Right? Okay. It got added. What year did it get added?
They changed it. Because it was on there. They just changed it. They put it in a different spot. And, of course, it increased my – somehow the pool that I had that was on my tax bill that I had when I moved into the house is now worth more when they go and put it in a different location.
I understand mistakes are made. Go ahead.
So the date on here with all this pool conversation was September 26, 2023, September 5th, 2023. The books were locked. The assessor couldn't get into the 23 books. These things would have been added on to 24. And then, again, the assessor went out again in 25 when he did the entire neighborhood to make sure things were corrected.
But you were there in 2023. The valuation
we couldn't change
from 2023 to 2025 by 30%. And I just don't understand how that changes like that.
Yeah, and I understand the frustration. It sounds like to me they went out in 25 and did the whole neighborhood, and that's when it went up to its current level. In 23, they still had you down at a lower level, even with the addition of the pool. Do you have a question?
I think I'm going to make a motion.
All right. Do you have anything else you'd like to add before we go, before we make a motion?
No.
Okay. Go ahead.
As of DOE 514, the valuation is $672,710. I would like to see it at $580,000, which would be, looks like a 5.5% increase over 2024.
Appraised value?
Appraised value, $580,000.
Is there a second?
I will second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
I'm not voting. Excuse me. I'm going to vote against that one. With respect to BOE 514, you'll get a decision within a couple days, dropping it down to $580,000. We appreciate you owning in Taney County. I would indicate to you that apparently this is going to happen across, you know, the Branson area, so the valuations will go up to closer to market value. But thank you for calling in.
Well, I appreciate all your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for the consideration.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
My concern is the precedent.
So can I ask, what proof will we use then? What was your reasoning?
Because my reasoning is Point Royal in Andy Williams' house, I think it's at 40 or 60%. And if you're almost at 80%, I'd like to see comps, but I don't think that neighborhood is valued at that. And I think it's...
Well, we haven't gotten to Point Royal. But then would we do that for everybody in the county that I've already done, back them all back, because we got to them first?
Well, I think we're at 80%. I think that tax is too high.
I think, the problem we're going to have, and I probably should have had a discussion before we voted on the motion, I think the problem we have is the assessor hasn't gotten to everybody. Everybody that gets assessed before the next person is going to scream, those people aren't.
And I understand.
Those people aren't assessed. So how do you do that? Because now we have everybody afterwards saying,
I think in this particular case, though, the pool was wishy-washy. Like, there wasn't really a clear-cut answer on the pool and the value of that pool. So I think making the adjustment now going forward, it's,
I mean,
the
whole
property.
It doesn't mean
including
in,
the pool.
In the next assessment year that it won't go up past 672. I understand.
Right.
All right. BOE 357.
So this is a valuation on a piece of land.
Hi, this is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. My name is David Akers. I'm with the Taney County BOE. Do you have a minute? We got you on the docket
today.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, is it okay if I pass my husband in? We had to leave and we're not together.
Sure, that's fine.
Okay,
48.52
acres. Okay, hi, David.
Hello.
I've got Jeremy here.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. All right. We've got property looks like 700 Del Monte Road. Or no, this.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, that's it.
Or no, is that?
That's
no,
it.
No, I got the wrong one.
It's actually adjacent to that property.
Okay. So do you guys have both of these rocking rentals?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And okay. So you got two properties. I just happened to pick up the other one too. Okay, so you got two different. Okay, we had two different phone numbers. So you guys have Rocking W Rentals as well, which is BOE 357 and 514. Okay, have you been on the docket before today, or is this
yeah.
No? Okay, all right. Are
no 514 is the one we just finished.
Oh, 514 is the one we just finished.
Yes.
Okay. So this is Rocking Rentals.
Yes.
All right. So what is this a vacant lot?
It's 48 acres.
It is.
It's what?
48 acres.
It's 46 acres of vacant land.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Okay. So it appears that the assessor is wanting to assess us as a residential parcel. They want to change the assessment from agricultural to residential. And so we're challenging that on a few points. Number one, there are no homes on this property at all. We use it for hunting and fishing. There's a 1-acre pond on it, and we also harvest maple syrup from that land. And if we wanted to put houses on it, we couldn't. We would not be allowed to do so because it's not zoned for houses. So we would have to go through the county process to get it rezoned in order to put houses on it. And I'm not exactly sure why we're being upcharged for a residential rate for agricultural property.
Okay, was the classification changed to residential, or was it?
It's
is
agriculture.
It's still agriculture. It's just a question. Okay, it's not. There isn't a classification issue actually on this because it's still agriculture. The question is, when you have a agricultural property that's being used for, say, farming, there's a factor that's used as far as what that tax will be versus if it's just vacant land. It can be potentially fair market value of the acreage. So it's not really a classification issue. This is just a, I guess, valuation or.
It's the value.
Yeah, it's value.
Went from 7 to 211.
So he should have been sent a letter telling what he needs to prove productivity value.
Okay. So in your impact notice, did you see some of the things in there that indicated what you can Or is there another letter?
I didn't receive an invoice.
He sent a separate letter.
I just got the post.